still gets me, Dan.
What's that?
You know, you have all these Republicans that bitch and moan about how could anybody have voted for Hillary?
Yeah.
Okay, now think about it. Just think about it a moment. How could anybody have voted for Hillary? Look at all of the stuff she's done. Look at all these crimes. What a criminal she is.
This is true.
These are the same people that are the same people that say that, you know, look at what a criminal she is, are the same ones that are backing a Nazi pedophile.
Yeah, that just doesn't make sense.
What it comes down to is it's disjointed. It's complete disjointing.
A little bit of brainwashing there, too.
I mean, we could play cognitive dissonance and everything. Well, no, it's that they refuse to look up anything associated with said individual. If they looked up anything associated with said individual, they'd walk away ready to puke.
Well, it doesn't help that you have extremely biased media, like CNN, MSNBC, you know. I mean, just, what was it, Monday morning I was watching the Today Show.
Oh, you missed the point.
It was on, and they had the accuser, that woman, the first one that came up to accuse Roy Moore. And I was watching it, and what she was saying just, I mean, she said, I didn't pursue this. The Washington Post came to me. And, you know, I'm like thinking to myself, really? That's a big red flag for me.
You missed the point. I'm talking about Weenie. I'm talking about Mr. Strom. I'm talking about all the guys on the Liberty Net that believe that he's innocent.
Oh, I understand. I understand completely. It's pretty much the same scenario, though. You know what I mean? It's what they're into. I mean, his record is readily available. It's readily available. I know. I looked it up myself. He was indeed convicted for child molestation and went to prison.
They refuse to look at any of it. And if they do, it's like, oh, the government set him up. Well, if the government set him up and they wanted to put him away, he got out 2 months later. None of that makes sense. It doesn't sound like a government setup. It sounds like this is all just kind of like, let's make some shit up and pretend he's innocent.
Now, if the government set him up, he'd either be dead or still in prison.
He'd be still in prison. And that ain't the case. Well, he'd be dead because the prisoners eventually get to him.
That's what I was going to say. If he was in for real prison, he'd be dead.
So, okay, that being the case, that whole story, that whole scenario of this was a government set up out to get me is so much baloney. And none of them could actually, it's like 2 months. Come on, dudes. That, you know, oh, well, that's because it was only 2 months because they gave him credit for the past time. 2 years is a minimum, and I mean absolute minimum sentence for this. If the government was setting him up, this would not be the case. You people just don't look at facts.
Sentence would be 25 years at death.
Honest to goodness, it's like, but Hillary's guilty. No. She's never been convicted of anything. So, actually, she's a lot more innocent than he is.
Yeah, but the evidence is there saying otherwise.
Well, regardless of the evidence is saying quite a bit in his regard, but, and he was convicted. But nobody wants to go there.
You know, birds of a feather.
Hey, put me on the wall. Put me on the wall again. I don't give a shit.
I had that album.
It's an incredible wall to be on.
I had that album up against the wall, motherfucker.
Ah, the East Side Boys. I know that one. I know that album.
These are a bunch of mentally ill individuals.
A friend had it back in, what was it, 69 or 69, I think it was.
Yeah, the favorite, the number one hit was I Do My Bowling in the Bathroom.
Yep. Oh, that was a hilarious album.
Yeah, had an 8-track.
Mother, where is my father? I do my bawling in the bathroom.
Yeah, I do too.